You're listening to SBS News.
Singer Gu Hara became a Korean pop idol when she was just 17. In 2008, she joined girl group Kara, which went on to become one of the best-selling K-pop acts across Korea and Japan. Gu's body was found by police at her home yesterday, and her death has shocked fans of K-pop across the world. Andy Tru is one of the hosts on SBS Pop Asia.
It was terrible. I mean, the first thing that crossed my mind was, like, not another idol. K-pop is very high pressure. I mean, some of the pressures that they face from fans and also the industry itself is just having to make more and more content because K-pop is such a big machine that needs to be fed. Managers and entertainment companies often try to regulate their behavior and also their public conduct. So this can be quite stressful for K-pop idols.
Gu's death comes less than 2 months after the death of close friend and fellow star Sully, who was viciously bullied online for her strong stance on women's rights. Roald Malyankai is the director of the ANU Korean Institute and says the abuse aimed at Sully is part of a wider trend.
South Korea still has a long way to go in terms of social equality and gender equality. Part of this is not just misogyny, it's also young women criticizing other women. The celebrities in Korea are under pressure from different angles, and that makes it not something that is easy to fix.
Three K-pop stars have died in the last 2 years, which has renewed concerns about the mental health and welfare of those in the industry. The issue remains highly stigmatized in South Korea, which has one of the highest suicide rates in the developed world.
There is that kind of culture where young people choose this option. The social stigma remains. You cannot openly say that you're struggling with mental health. It's just not widely accepted.
But it's hoped the recent tragedies will spark change across the industry. And Mr. Tru is already seeing positive signs.
A lot of idols have come forward and are starting to take breaks and, like, mental health breaks and things like that. And fans are more welcoming of that. And same with entertainment companies. So I think that's positive.
If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 131114. Or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Naveen Razik, SBS News.